5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. As I mentioned a few weeks back, I want to tell the stories of some up-and-comers in the sports industry, in addition to all the established experts we have on the show each week. So this week, I talk with Zachary Gross. Zach is an aspiring sports agent who has networked his way into some major contacts in the sports agency world, including Jack Mills, who's the agent for Baker Mayfield. Heard of that guy? And since we're talking about the NFL draft, we also have a promotion right now at workonsports.com for 75% off a premium membership. That's full access to our over 7,000 available sports jobs. I'm scanning through a little bit right now. Let's see what we can see that's interesting off the top of the page. I see a production coordinator for an NFL team, a marketing intern with an NHL team, an account trainee with a major sports agency. See some massive opportunities that you may not be able to find anywhere else. If you're interested in this offer, email me, podcast@workinsports.com, hit me up on LinkedIn, or join our private Facebook group, the Work in Sports Podcast. Just search for it on Facebook, and you can message me there. I'll send you a code, you sign up, you get 75% off. It's that simple. So without any further ado, let's jump into this conversation with Zach, who's going to share some of the things he's done recently to really build his network. Hey, Zach, how's it going?
How's it going, Brian? I'm doing well.
So I've talked about on the podcast many times before about how I am not the world's greatest networker. I know what you need to do. I know the idea of it. I know the concept of it. But I'm not that person that's really good at just going up and talking to people. I know that's one of my weaknesses. But I've been really impressed by the fact that you've told me a couple stories recently of how you've found incredible success by being, you know, getting out of your comfort zone a little bit and reaching out to somebody. You were at the Sports Manager Worldwide NFL Combine Career Conference recently, and tell everybody a little bit more about what happened afterwards.
So, at the conference, I met Jack and Tom Mills. They're representing Baker Mayfield, and I'm still in touch with Jack. I was just texting him actually earlier today. So that was great. But what really happened was on my way out of town, I was at the airport, and I saw a guy who looked somewhat familiar to me, and he was wearing he had a logo on his backpack that I kind of recognized. So I quickly Googled it, and I realized he's a big-time agent that's based out of Philadelphia. And I looked up, and he was gone. So I was, like, kicking myself that I couldn't find him, and I missed my opportunity. The next thing I know, I see him in the auto terminal, and with my carry-on and all that, I chased him down, and I introduced myself, and he gave me a quizzical look when I asked if he was who he is, and I asked him, listen, my name is Zach, I'm trying to get in the agency, one piece of advice, and he goes, work your tail off and work for free. I thanked him for his time, and as I was walking away, he goes, are you on this flight to Philadelphia? I said, yeah. He goes, all right, I'm going to the bathroom now, but I'm on the flight too. So when I come back, you'll come and sit down with me. And he had one of his other agents with him. And we shot the breeze for like a half hour, 45 minutes. He gave me his cell phone number and his card and just said to keep in touch. So
that's crazy. So, okay, I think what's really cool about this is that the reason I don't always reach out to people, and the reason I think so many other people out there listening don't always feel that comfort, is because you self-censor in a way. You think to yourself, like, they're not going to want to talk to me, and I'm just going to embarrass myself, and this is going to go poorly. But I think the thing we need to always remember is that most people in the industry want to help. Like, if you think about the people that come on the podcast and are being interviewed during our show on Wednesday, they want to help. They want to share their knowledge. They want to share their expertise. And it sounds like he was willing to do that with you. Have you kept in touch with him since?
So, yeah. I mean, I immediately followed up. I was listening to the protocol you set forth in one of the other podcasts about following up at conferences and what have you. So I immediately sent him a handwritten note.
Nice plug. All right. Yeah. Good work, Zach.
So I sent him a handwritten note. I sent him an email, and I was texting him. I was like, hey, it was really great to meet you. I'd love to keep in touch, what have you. And eventually, I had to keep at it a couple of days because he was busy right after the combine. And he has 11 guys that are in the draft this year. But yeah, so we were kept in touch. I texted him, sent him an email, and just kind of kept reminding him, like, hey, I'm still here. And we finally set up an interview for about a week and a half ago. And yesterday, I got an email from him saying that he wants to bring me on as an intern. And he gave me my first assignment.
That's awesome. What's your first assignment? I'm curious.
So I was given two kind of really quickly. First, he wanted me to find a specific article that he knows was out there written by Andrew Brandt on undrafted free agencies.
Okay.
Undrafted free agents. And it took me about 4 hours to find the specific article he was looking for. And then he also wanted me to start making out a list of marketing opportunities for some of his guys out in state college.
That's awesome. Wait, so this is great. You reach out to somebody, you make the connection, you stay in touch, you follow up, and then the opportunity comes behind it. That's great. So, but that's not really it. Like, you have this internship with him now, which is awesome. And that's going to be an incredible thing to have on your resume moving forward, because you want to be a sports agent someday. But you also went to the Jeffrey Morad Sports Law Symposium, and you had another opportunity to kind of stick your neck out there a bit, build your network, tell everybody what happened at that symposium. You're like the networking guy. You're like our new guru for this. What did you do there?
So, I mean, a little background. I'm a stand-up comedian, so I have no shame. I have no problem going up to whoever it is and saying whatever it is. So last couple weeks ago, I went up to the symposium, and Justin Tuck was on one of the panels. They're talking about the issues with Colin Kaepernick and what's going on with the protests and stuff like that. So after he was done with his panel, he stood up there. So I immediately jumped up, and there was someone in person in front of me he spoke to for a minute. And then after, I was like, hey, my name is Zach. I'm a hopeful agent, and I really want to be able to ask you a couple of questions about what's the one piece of advice you have for a rising agent.
Yeah. It's a great question. Yep.
And that's kind of my go-to whenever I talk to anyone. Was just, I know, cause you know they're all busy. You don't want to waste anyone's time. So one piece of advice.
I really like that you're asking a very specific question, because then it doesn't seem too daunting to them. Like, it feels like it's something right in their wheelhouse. You've given it a commitment and a constriction to it, almost like that. Oh, he's just asking me for one thing, and it's going to make them much more likely to respond. Good job. What did he say?
So, to be honest, he got halfway through an answer, and then he got called away to take pictures to put online for the symposium, what have you. So he says, I'll be back in a minute or whatever it is, and we'll talk. And I figured, okay, I've been blown off in meaner ways, so that was fine. But I ended up talking to another ex-intern of this guy I'm interning for now, who was at the symposium, and asking him questions. The next thing I know, there's a trash can sized hand, like, tapping me on the shoulder. And he's like, I'd like to finish our conversation. So I immediately, like, excused myself from the conversation I was in. And we ended up getting about almost an hour one-on-one with Justin Tuck.
Wow. Okay. What a gentleman. That's awesome.
He was great. He was like, he pulled me into, like, they had a green room set up. And he literally just stood there and let me fire away. And he was great. He was really, really great and happy to share.
Do you have some memorable pieces of advice that he gave you? Is there certain things that really stood out to you?
So one interesting thing I thought, because I asked him, one of the questions I had was, what would you say are qualities of, like, a good agent versus a bad agent? Like, what's one thing that sticks out on either end of the spectrum?
Yeah.
And so what stuck out to me was that he said one thing that he doesn't like that agents shouldn't be doing is they try to take a piece of certain financial platforms. So if he, for instance, like setting up, I don't know, an IRA or some sort of retirement,
right?
Some agents will try to take a 3% of that. And that's no.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not bad agent practice.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
So
you got an hour of time with him. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish what you're thinking.
So, I mean, he was great. He really was. And I asked him every little thing. I didn't assume I knew anything. And anything I was halfway unclear of, I made sure he explained it to me.
That's
he
great.
Confirmed a lot that I already knew. In that, agents are usually referred by other players. That's how a lot of that works. He was saying that the only reason he keeps in touch with his agent now is because he's a friend.
Okay, yeah.
So that speaks to the relationship you really have to build with these athletes.
So true.
Which I thought was really... Again, I've heard it before, but then you hear it from the two-time Super Bowl winning Justin Tuck.
Right. You hear it from somebody that's lived it rather than somebody that's reading it somewhere, you know, or assuming. Like, he lived it. He knows exactly what makes a good agent and a bad agent. So to get that advice firsthand, I would think would just give you so much more confidence in who you want to become as an agent and how you're going to develop yourself. These are some incredible opportunities, Zach, that you nailed because you had the intestinal fortitude to get out there and just to be present and to go after it. I would also say, I think anybody listening should hear the fact that you were in the right places too. You went to the NFL Combine Career Conference where you knew there were going to be people that were important to your side of the industry. You went to the Sports Law Symposium again because you knew there were going to be the movers and the shakers and the important people there. Sometimes a huge part of networking is going to the right spots as well. And it sounds like you really nailed that in these two instances.
Yeah. I mean, for when I met the guy and I'm his intern now, I did a little homework before where I made a list of all the agencies within, I think, a 15-mile radius of my house.
Yeah, okay.
And that's why his logo stuck out to me because I thought I recognized the name.
Yeah.
And I thought I recognized his face because he's one of those agencies that's within that range from my house.
That's great preparation. That's good research.
I had questions ready.
Yeah. So preparation, research, being in the right spot, and then having the guts to do it. I mean, that's great. It really, and it's paying off for you. So anybody out there listening that can hear that, not only is it the benefit of networking that you gained information for somebody like Justin Tuck, you're also able to get an internship opportunity. You're actually able to build your career through this networking opportunity. So Zach, awesome job. I'm so glad to hear this kind of a story. Zach is a member of our private Facebook group. He's in there all the time. He's active. He's talking to different people in there. And I think that's a huge opportunity to network on a completely different level where people, like-minded people who are maybe at the same age or the same questions or the same curiosities about the industry are able to get in there and share and ask questions. And I think being a part of our private Facebook group is a good way for you to get to know other people and network in that regard too. Would you agree, Zach?
Absolutely. I've met a couple great people in person, actually, as a result of that group.
So cool. So cool. Zach, thanks so much for telling us your story. And I look forward to hearing more about how this internship goes. And then, you know, when you're representing a future number one draft pick, we'll have to do this again. Okay.
Absolutely. I'll definitely try. I'll pencil you in, Brian.
See if you can fit me in. That's awesome. Thanks for listening in. I think it's really cool to hear from the people out there that are doing it. They're taking the knowledge that we're sharing, putting it into action and it's making a positive change for them in their sports career. So thank you to Zach for that. Super excited about what we have coming up in the next week. DeAndre Duggins from the Baltimore Ravens, who's the manager of advertising and branding there, is our guest on Wednesday. She is an awesome interview. So much to learn from her. And then some other exciting guests coming down the pike as well. If you have an interesting story you want to share, email me, podcast@workinsports.com. I'd love to hear what you're up to. And we'll just keep churning out some really great content that'll help you guys on your path to become exactly what you want in your sports career.